Dr. Joanna Wells. Welcome to Illuminating Minds Radio. And this is what Illuminating Minds is all about. It's about freedom. It's about liberation, wisdom, and knowledge. And I'm going to talk to you about something very important that's kind of, you know, making my blood boil. Okay. I've been a practitioner of magic for many years, since the age of 17. I'm a natural born reader, psychic, clairvoyant, empath, and all that. And have the power of knowing things. I think the word is claircognizant. You just know, you know, it's just that skill of just knowing things without having to be explained. It just, you just know. And I've been pretty much right. So it's really funny. I'm seeing a bunch of feeds on Facebook about Jesus and being crucified and bloodied and saying, you know, he did it for you, you know, all that mind control. I'm here to tell you it's all freaking bullshit. And I know it's bullshit because when you have researched history for many, many years, like I have, and I wanted to be an archaeologist many years ago when I was a kid, I've always researched and pretty much put everything together, connected the dots, so to speak. And I'm going to share with you something very important. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going on this tangent here. There's a reason why. So Horus, 5,000 years ago, born of a virgin star in the east, walked on water, healed the sick, restored sight, crucified, dead for 3 days, resurrected. This is Horus, 5,000 years before Jesus. Okay. Mithra, 3,200 years ago, born of a virgin, born on December 25th, star in the east, had 12 disciples, performed miracles, dead for 3 days, resurrected. Krishna, 2,900 years ago, before Jesus, born of a virgin, star in the east, performed miracles, called son of God, son of a carpenter, resurrected. Dionysus, 2,500 years ago, born of a virgin, born on December, traveling teacher, turned water into wine, called holy child. Okay. So in Christ, 2,000 years ago, all of the above. Someone put that. I think that was very, very smart. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, because of these stories have been made up about Jesus, there is no proof he was ever born. Okay? They can uncover all the other proof about Cleopatra being born, about, you know, Alexander the Great, you know, and you know, being dead, and, you know, all of these things in an archaeological, scientific way. But there is no proof that Jesus ever existed at all. So with that being said, with all of that proof going on, and people still believing in the hoax, and I'll tell you who created the hoax, okay? Who created the hoax? Well, who created the hoax were the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire did it because they had to find a way to control their slaves, all right? Back in the day, the Roman Empire was falling apart. They were moving into destruction mode. They were losing their asses, guys. Especially with the death of Cleopatra and Caesar and, you know, and then Mark Antony, all these amazing heroes, I guess you can say. Caesar was a little harsh, though. But either way, it was falling apart. It was going down. So they had to maintain their power. And through that, they had to create some bullshit about, you know, first of all, it was Caesar. They wanted everyone to worship Caesar, and the Jews were not having it. The Jews were like, you know what? We're not having it. We're not going to be worshiping another man. We only worship God. Okay. That in their Abrahamic religion, God has been around since the Canaanite days, and he was part of the pagan gods, and he was actually known as a storm god. It's all in history, okay, how this god was created as well. It goes all the way back to the Canaanite days, and that's where the Judaism came from. So they weren't having it about the whole Caesar thing. So they decided, you know, we're going to create a figure named Jesus who died on the cross, who died in this story, because he, and say he was Jewish. Okay. So that way the Jews would say, you know what? Okay. You know what? That sounds about right. You know, he was Jewish. That's kind of cool. He was probably led by God, but the Jews never saw him as somebody that was led by, what do you call it? That he was, what is it? He was led by God, but they didn't see him as the son of God. They saw him as a prophet or a teacher, of course. So anyway, and you would only, and the Jews would only know. I mean, if the Jews, the Jewish people, you know, they have a belief in a specific prophet, but they, I mean, you would think that they would know, them being Jewish in that religion, very hardcore in that religion, they would know who Jesus was. They would really, really know about him. And they don't. They're like, well, you know, yeah, we heard he was a good prophet or, you know, a teacher, and that's it. You would think it would trigger him, then the Jews, and say, oh my God, you are the son of God. So there's a lot of lies. And I'm going to tell you why. It was to control the people, control the peasants, because they were losing control of their slaves. So they had to create this belief, this nonsense, to put the Roman Empire back into power again and create this church. Now the Roman Catholic Church, okay? And they use Jesus's name as a cash cow to monetize off of, so they can continue having power over the people. And so their trick was, don't worry, the Messiah's coming back. He said he's going to come back. So you know what? By doing that, you're going to have to listen to what we tell you. Do what we tell you to do, and follow what we say. And by doing that, you will be good Christians, and Jesus will come back, and he will only take the good Christians that have been following us and following the Bible, okay? The New Testament was a fabrication. That was a mega fabrication of lies, of borrowed stories from other traditions. And we go back to Horus, we go to the Mithras, we go to Dionysus, all of that. Now, the Old Testament, that's another book on its own, that was created by other people's stories as well, okay? But I'm not going to get into the Torah right now. I'm only going to get into the New Testament. They said that the New Testament was not created until 20 years after Jesus's death and all of this stuff, okay? And many of these people never met Jesus. They didn't even know who the hell he was. It was based upon whatever they could put together so they can get the people to believe. And you know, it's not so hard for people to believe in something. Obviously, look at the media, look at how they coerce people to get the jab. I mean, it's not hard. So they'll tell you what they want you to hear so you can believe it, because they believe that they have a place in heaven. Okay. When they die anyway, they got to wait till they freaking die. And then they find out when they die, and me being a magician who has traveled the astral plane many times and is aware of it, when they go die, there is a tunnel. And then I heard there were several freaking tunnels of light, different colors, calling your name to follow you, follow them. And that is a projection. So you can go back into this, reincarnation soul trap, so you can come back again and be food again for the elites. And the elite always has control over you, and it never changes. It's the same shit, the same crap. Okay. So, but when you die, you can just easily turn around and say, you know what? I don't want you to follow the freaking light. It's a bunch of bullshit, because it is based on a projection of lies. And you go straight to home, which you go straight to source. Yes, I do believe in creator. I believe in prime creator, something above, not above us, but something that we came from. And I feel it was love, just beautiful love. That was it. There was no man, woman walking around with an ego problem saying, you have to worship my feet and all this bullshit. Okay. You know, we come from something amazing because we are amazing, but we need to carry that credit for ourselves instead of, oh, Jesus is, and we come from God, and you know, he died for your sin. You know what? Get the fuck out of my face. I'm sorry. I'll just say hell, Satan, hell, Lucifer. And the reason why now I am a Satanist, a theistic Satanist, and I am a Luciferian, is because Lucifer came before the Bible. He was, before he was ever introduced in the Bible, he was a Greek god. He had nothing to do with God and heaven and being thrown out of heaven. He had nothing to do with that. That was a freaking fabrication, bullshit, lie. It came thousands of years about Greek. He was Greek mythology, and he was about illumination, knowledge, and freedom, and all of that stuff, and harmony and balance. That's what he was all about. Whether he actually really existed or not, he was a symbol, a deity, just like Jesus is a symbol, because we cannot prove he existed. So therefore, he's a symbol for the Christian people, and that's perfectly fine. And Satan is actually a symbol for the Satanists, of who represents, for a lot of Satanists that are atheists, they don't believe a God over them, and I'm pretty much that. I don't believe in a God over me either. They believe that Satan is just a symbol, not really a being, okay, a deity, just a symbol representing self-liberation, freedom from slavery, humanism, you know, loving yourself as being human. There's nothing wrong to be human, to really love who you are. And yes, selfishness, because in order for us to be good people or good humans, we have to be selfish unto ourselves, and therefore we can take care of everyone else. If we're dying broke in poverty, how the hell are we going to help other people? We need to think about ourselves to up ourselves to be something better for everyone else. So that's what Satanism is. And a lot of them are, a lot of the people are atheists. Now, the theistic Satanists, are, they believe he's a deity. They believe that he, you know, that he is energy and all of that stuff, and he represents the all and darkness and all of that. But he's not evil. He's not evil at all. He represents liberation. I haven't personally worked with Satan myself. I have not. I have not done any ritual work. I've worked with Lucifer. I've worked with Azazel, Belial, Lucifuge, and Bune. And I'm going to continue to work with more powerful demons and other, you know, other entities. But the demons were actually the old ancient gods before they were ever demonized, or not demonetized, demonized by the Christian church. So when you see a bunch of this crap going around, you better feel bad about yourself. Look what Jesus did for you. He died on the cross. You're a piece of shit. You're a sinner, and you're nothing, and you're a peasant, and that's why you have to labor for money and work your ass off, because that's what you're good for. Do you understand where I'm coming from, where I'm going with this? So the people that want to be free, that say they're secure creditors anyway, I want to be free from slavery. Well, and they believe in this hoax. You're never going to be free. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how much paperwork you freaking have. If you still believe in this Yahweh shit, this crucifixion, that he died for you on the cross, you're always going to feel less than what you are. You're going to feel like a slave, that you are guilty for everything. What about the people that died, the army people that died for everyone else, that died for their country? They died and suffered, but they don't put them on a pedestal when they kind of should. Those people actually existed, and they died for your country. I was in the army, Hua. I was ready to die for the United States, okay? So why don't they put those people on a pedestal and say, you know what, you died for us, my gosh, you know? I mean, really put them on a pedestal like they did with this fictional character known as Jesus, right? That's what I'm talking about. People need to wake the fuck up, seriously. And when you see a lot of this crap floating around, they don't even know when he was born, because he never existed. And you want to do the research. There's a book on, it's called Jesus Never Existed. And it's based upon factual proof, obviously. No one could ever prove it. So, you know, if there's no proof, then what are they basing their belief system on? Okay. It's bullshit. Complete, utter nonsense, guys. And I mean, sure, you want to believe in whatever, that's fine. But I'm trying to help the human race to wake the hell up. They're praying to, you know, all these other types of gods with their knees and their hands on their, oh God. I mean, come on. People need to wake the fuck up. That's what Lucifer's about. That's what Satan's about. Wake the fuck up already. You have been seduced. You have been mind controlled by these belief systems so you can work these jobs for them as a slave. Okay. And keep coming back and keep coming back, because if this whole Jesus thing was so true, and when you die, you see Jesus, everything's fine, why do you keep fucking coming back then? And doing the same belief system, same old bullshit, you keep coming back. So that's pretty much it, you know. So I decided to get my church up and going. It's a temple called Raven Minshada Temple. It is based on Luciferianism and paganism and Satanism as well. We are all about, yes, we believe in, it's not about believing. We actually work with entities that do exist. How they exist, it could be the fact that they exist because of the prime creator. It could be the fact that we created them through our thoughts and our emotions, and we've given them so much energy. They become egregores because we can create artificials. We can create entities. We can create gods too. We can create a lot of things because we don't realize that we are gods. That's the problem. So we're always going to look up to somebody higher than us. Like, oh, if it's not God, if it's not Jesus, if it's not Allah, it's going to be Donald Trump. It's going to be a king or a queen. It's going to be QAnon and their belief system, Benjamin Fulford. You know, they have more information than we do. It's always going to be someone better than us, so or bigger than us, or we believe that, okay? Until we're able to break from that belief, that illusion, is when we're going to find our power. We are already God. We're already gods. We are already, and you know what? We're human. We're powerful. What's wrong with being human beings? Okay. Why do we have to identify with being a god or goddess? We are already the shit. So we need to take on that energy, take on that energy that we, it's us. It's up to us to control our reality. It's up to us. Yes, we may have assistants that are demons, angels, jinn, fairy, whatever, because we put so much energy into these egregores and entities ourselves. And by giving them blood, certain entities like demons' blood, a little bit, like a little pinch of your finger or whatever, you've just created life, I believe. You created that reality. You created that or pact or connection, okay? We are so powerful. It's insane how powerful we are. If we could just acknowledge that for 1 minute, that we can create through our thoughts, through our minds, through our emotions of what it is that we want in our lives. You know, we can create ideas. We can create creativity. Like, oh my gosh, like my husband and I, we're creating an Etsy shop and we're going to be selling t-shirts, pagan t-shirts. We cannot freaking wait. We're already working on the designs. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's based upon paganism, Satanism. You know, hey, I am the shit. Hey, I am God. Hey, there's no gods, no masters above us. And this is the time now that they're, you know, it's either Christmas time. Christmas is a Saturnalia pagan religion, by the way. It's based on Saturn, Saturnalia, paganism, all the way. Okay. And as you see, Horus, are all these other gods, Mithra, Dionysus, they were all born on the 25th of December. Okay, so there's nothing different with Jesus, right? And now we got the Easter, and here's this bullshit. Oh, he did this for you. Look at him. And I remember when I was part of a Christian church, I was Catholic growing up, but I was part of this Christian church, you know, when I was in college, and this lady was like, preaching the word of Jesus. I was a part of that Christian church for like 1 month and I left. I was like, man, these people are fucking psychotic. They said, yeah, when you, every sin that you've ever did, you spit on Jesus. Did you know that? Like I deliberately spit on him. I'm like, it just, they always to make you feel bad, to control you, man. It's just so obvious. So me being psychic, they didn't know that. I had a message from, you know, if it was God or an angel, whatever the hell, told me, God is love. God is not fear. Wherever there's love, there's only God. There's God. Wherever there is fear, there is no God. God does not exist in fear. So the moment I woke up from that dream, I called them up, said, sorry, I'm not no longer going to church because I have my own connection with God, a higher being or higher self. It could have been my higher self that said that. It made me want to realize, don't be afraid. There is no fear. Why would you bow down to a religion where there's a lot of fear and that you're not good enough? And if you don't do what you're supposed to do, like a slave, you're gonna be in hell forever. You know, hey, we're already in hell. This is already hell, because what type of world do we have? I mean, what kind of world is it that we have to pay for a place that we were born in? We have to pay for that because we've been under this illusion for thousands of years by these echelons that control this realm. And it's up to us to break out of it. If there are no religion, when religion is gone completely, when people actually believe in themselves for a change, there will be no government. Believe me, there will be no government. This is how the government is controlling the people, through religion, using the canon law in the freaking court system, which is based upon the Vatican. And sin, oh, if you do bad, we're going to charge you money, dollars. If you commit a sin, I mean, they utilize all of this bullshit into this crazy shit. So, yeah. So, you know what? Anyway, people just need to wake the fuck up. You don't have to believe in Satan. You don't have to believe in Lucifer. We believe in Lucifer and Satan because we love the symbology behind it. And I already know about the deity of Lucifer. And regardless, whatever deity you want to connect with, we don't worship them. We just acknowledge them as, oh my gosh, I love this energy. I love the feeling. It's like Lucifer represents air. So that air, when I conjure air up, I feel that air. I feel Lucifer. It's that energy of air. Okay. If you want to feel more fire, maybe call upon one of the deities that deal with fire. But we don't worship them. And we don't try to convert people to say, if you don't believe in Satan or Lucifer, you're going to die in the lake of fire and you're going to, or the lake of heaven, or, you know, any fear for you to bow down to worship something. And the chemicals that you receive from it too. There was a guy that used to put, he posted a bunch of stuff that it's like a catnip to the brain. You believe, oh yeah, Jesus, I felt his spirit. And you know, people, they get into that belief, and that belief can trigger chemicals in the brain that, oh Jesus, oh, he saved my life. You know, if you got to believe that someone saved your life and you didn't save your life yourself, then what the hell are you doing in this realm? You are supposed to be a magician. You are made to be powerful. You are made to be a leader. You're not here to be a worshiper of something. If you want to worship something, like George Carlin said, worship the sun. Why? Because the sun is right there. The sun brings life, energy, plants. If you want to worship something, you worship the sun. That's what he did before he passed on. Or some worship the moon. They love the moon, the energies of the emotion, the psychic tides it does create. That's fine. A lot of us witchies like to, you know, devote ourselves to the moon. And also we like to worship Gaia. I prefer to worship Gaia because she is Mother Earth. She is actually something tangible that I can see. Those are the only thing I worship. The sun, Gaia, the moon. That's it. But as far as connecting with other entities and energies, we don't worship. We don't grovel on the floor. Oh, I beg you, please. Oh, you know, we don't do any of that. That's a Christian or a Brahmic type of belief system. Okay. So if you want to have your balls back, you want to have your freaking power, stop falling for the bullshit. Next is going to be an alien invasion. And that's just going to be it. That's going to be it. When the alien invasion comes and people are going to be like, oh my God, now what do we do? I mean, there's now aliens are real. They're being shown in Mexico. Right there, they uncovered it. They were like laying in some type of coffin or case, and they showed the gray aliens right there. But some say they could be gray aliens from another galaxy. They are other AI technology. They are like humanoids, but they're not. They're robots. They're the future type of humans that are these workabees that work for the elites. So they pretty much do away with all the humans. They don't want the humans here because we have power if we can fucking see that we do. We don't have to realize that New Earth is here or oh, we got to wait for all the consciousness to raise, guys. You know, the whole light worker conspiracy bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm going to say bullshit. I'm just going to call it out how I see it. The light worker and the star seeds, we got to wait for the Arcturians and the Palladians and the Sirians. And we got to wait for everyone else to energize so that way we can tip the balance of New Earth. Bullshit, guys. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. But I'm waiting on me. You understand? It's you, me. That's all that matters to shift the reality. It's you that shifts reality. You don't have to wait for me or anyone else or Satan or Jesus. You don't need to wait for anybody. It's you that changes your reality. Okay? It's up to you. And I think my husband got kind of caught up in that too a little bit. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, yeah, your third eye is opening up. And because I've always been clairvoyant, but I'm even more and more as I get older and working with these, the demonic for many years, my clairvoyant eyes are really opening up. I'm seeing visions a lot more than I've ever done. You know, more visions are coming on. It's heightened even more. He goes, oh yeah, it's because, you know, the energy's raising and we're moving into a higher vibration. I go, no bullshit. I said, hun, you're borrowing that energy from that belief system from them. It's because I work with demons. It's because I'm a fucking witch. I'm a magician. I'm a psychic. And I've been practicing this. I said, that's why. I don't give my credit away to anybody out there. I don't give my credit away to anybody but myself. You understand? I don't give my credit away to, oh, it's because the energies and Mother Earth, it's because of something outside of me. No, it's because of me. I'm psychic. It's because of me. And I've been working on that shit since I was a kid too. You know, I've always been extremely empathic. I'm very clairvoyant now, even more so. I've always been clairsentient. I can communicate with angels or energies, and I can channel. And I don't lose my mind either. I'm very balanced. I'm a very balanced person. And speaking of balance, you're probably asking, oh, the Baphomet, the demon, the Satan sign of the statue. That's something I wanted to mention. I find that to be really hilarious as well. Because the temple of the Satanic temple, a statue of Baphomet up there. And they're like all freaking out, like, oh my God. And I think it's great because Baphomet is a woman and a man. It's a hermaphrodite. And it represents black and white, good and evil. But there is no duality. There is no duality. That's another belief from the Christians. There is no duality. It is balance. Okay. That's it. That's what he represents, balance. And he's used in it to maintain that balance in your energy work. When you're doing your ritualistic work, magic and all that stuff, you're working with all types of entities. You want to maintain balance, and there's always balance. But the world of duality, I was even caught up in that belief too. Oh my God, we believe it's black and white, and there's only duality, and because of a mind programming sickness that we have been succumbed by, which was the Christian or Catholic churches. No, there's only good and there's only evil. And you want to know where evil comes from? Evil comes from human beings. It doesn't come from the devil, guys. The devil doesn't exist either. Evil comes from human beings. Human beings can do good and they could do evil. They just are. They are naturalistic. They are some kind of, I guess, some form of animal on this realm. So whatever it is that they do, but we live by a moral code, and the code is within our heart. It shouldn't be the Bible. The Bible doesn't tell you shit. It's your heart. Your heart that knows what's right and what's wrong. If it feels good and you feel happy, then do it. If you feel, you know, not unless if you're a pedophile, that's a different story. Okay. That's a sickness. But if you are feeling bad about something, you don't feel right about something because of your heart is feeling wrong about something, then that's bad. Okay. We don't need someone to say this is good and this is evil. There's a conflict. There's a war between good and evil. See, that's all a Christian belief system. If we can maintain balance in our lives, if we could do yoga, let's say hatha yoga every day, because it brings balance, you wouldn't need pharmaceuticals so much. You wouldn't need to eat the wrong foods or ingest the wrong chemicals in your body because you're maintaining simply balance. When I see Baphomet, I see a yogi. And trust me, I saw him in a little statue. It was like a little engraved type of statue on the pyramid in Palenque, and it was Cornunus, and he did the same thing, you know, with the hand up and the one finger up pointing to the heavens and one down, kind of. It looked, and he was sitting in a yogic position in Palenque, which is here in Mexico, in one of the pyramids. I said, whoa, that looks like Baphomet. What the hell? How'd that happen, right? Because they understood what that represents. It represents balance. We need to maintain balance. And with balance, we maintain harmony. We maintain moderation, not two extremes. You see what I mean? So you're probably asking, well, okay, well, what's the Satanism that's going on with the children being eaten up and everything and the adrenochrome and all that satanic? Well, it would be considered satanic to you because you think everything that is bad that's happening is satanic when that is not true. Satan represents liberation, freedom, and love being a human being. It's not about eating babies and hurting animals. Actually, if anything, we love animals, okay? We love babies in a nice way. Now, what these people are doing from this type of group, this goes beyond Satanism. This is, to me, cannibalism. Complete cannibalism, but they hide behind Satanism. So to confuse the population to never turn to Satanism, because we don't want you all free and liberated. No way. We want you to believe in that oppressive God. So the more we throw this out to you, you're going to go run to your Bibles. And those churches are making a shitload of money too, a shitload of money. And, you know, and a lot of them are drug traffickers and children traffickers. Did you know that? A lot of these Christian churches are for children trafficking and drug trafficking. But make yourself feel bad. And look, the celebrities are doing this because they want it. They believe in the Canaanite deities, where God came from, where Yahweh came from, which is the Canaanite deities. Moloch, okay, is the owl that they pray to, and that needs a lot of sacrifices, and which is babies, okay? They need a lot of sacrifice. These people worship these beings, okay? They worship these types of beings, these types of ancient beings, and it goes all the way back to Judaism, and it's a Semitic belief system, and that's where they're in the crosshairs, where, you know, some of them are even Zionism, which controls the country of the United States and Europe and the banking system. These people control, okay? That's where it all came from, the Canaanites, the Canaanite beliefs. And it's very, very dominant, extremely dominant in these religions, in these the countries and certain Western world, in Hollywood. Look what's going on in Hollywood. So they want to hide behind Satan, okay, Satanism and Lucifer. And when Lucifer's about illumination, he's about a knowledge to know thyself, to be free from restraint and all of that, because the more illumination you have, the more you're going to know the truth. That's what he's about. And again, we don't worship Lucifer. We don't worship Satan. We just see them as deities or symbols that can be used in magical ways to enhance your psychic ability, to enhance your third eye. That third eye needs to open up, man, for everybody. Because once the third eye starts to open up, we're going to see so much shit before us. It's going to be insane, okay? Way beyond what they're putting out on the media. They just want you to see what they want you to see so they can scare you into submission. It's all about submission and oppression. Go run to Jesus. He's going to help everything, because you're going to wait for that Messiah. That's never going to come. And it's true. It's been how many years now? You're still waiting, because you think that that's going to help you and you're not going to take action to do something yourself. That's what I'm talking about. We as humans need to take action to do what we're here to do. We're not here to wait for somebody else to do it for us. We're not here to wait for someone else to do the push-ups for us. We are here to make things happen and take action ourselves. We're not here to wait for anybody. The more you put yourself in that position that you got to wait around for anybody, I don't give a shit if it's your boss or someone you work with. You don't wait around for nobody. You are the creator of your reality. You keep doing what you do. You do you is what I hear. You do you. And when you can do you, you become a master creator, the master artist of your freaking on your canvas. You can create the world you want. Okay. That's what we Satanists and Luciferians are about. We like to put the power inside the people. Hey, you got the power already. You don't need to worship nothing. Stop worshiping. Stop groveling. Stop begging. You are already that. You have all the answers inside of you already. Wake the fuck up already. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed this juicy podcast for those of you. Those of you who are Christian, you know, that's your belief. You're going to continue on and you're going to have to realize on your own. You're going to have to realize on your own, and that's fine if you follow Allah, I'm sure, and Allah, you have your own beliefs, because I'll tell you, you're in a strict country. If you're from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, you have to believe in that or else you get your head cut off, okay? So it's all about oppression. Until you're able to step outside of that and realize that human beings can be good to each other, human beings can be harmonious without having to worship something above them, you know, just create a set of laws together. Doesn't have to be under God we trust. It could be under the human being, under the human race we trust. We need to work on that, but we got to work on ourselves. We got to institute some new schools out there, bring out some schools for the kids, for the public schools, and incorporate yoga, incorporate meditation, incorporate something to teach them to learn about magic and the elements and, you know, how to tap into their higher self and everything. Incorporate some hypnosis to learn how to hypnotize your brain into doing the things that you want. You know, we have to take control and take charge of our reality is what we're here to do. But it's under the institutions, it's under a lot of these beliefs. And the whole country that you're in, the country that you're defending and fighting for, like the United States, if you're from there, it's all for there. And they got to put God up there. They got to do that so you can submit. And maybe you'll go to heaven if you die. Okay. You're going to have to wake up, guys. There are choices you're going to have to make. And it has nothing to do with punishment. The only one who punishes is you. You punish yourself. You're the one punishing yourself. Working these jobs, slave jobs, you are punishing yourself, okay? Working for that dollar, working for a money that doesn't even exist, that other men created for you, okay? For you to work and slave for. Until you freaking realize, it's an opener, it's a wide opener, I tell you, you're going to have to do some serious soul searching within yourself to find out. And you wonder why I'm successful? It's because I've already tapped into my higher self, my holy guardian angel, whatever you want to call it. And it's led me to where I need to be and led my kids. My kids are safe away from all the bullshit. Okay. We're away from all that craziness going on. And if anything, if we want to move away from the Abrahamic countries, because Mexico is very Abrahamic as well, but you're free to travel. You're free to practice whatever religion you wish. But I really like the East because of Buddha. It's all about, he stands for tapping into yourself, going beyond the illusion, going beyond the Maya. I love the Tibetan and the Buddhist beliefs because they pretty much are dialed in. Okay. I love the Middle East. I love all of that. It's beautiful, but I don't believe in the religion at all. I believe people can be good to each other without having to worship a God or creating some centers in the name of God. I can understand creating centers in the name of our prime creator, whatever that creator is. It could be atoms and molecules and protons all together. You know, we don't really know what it is. But to give creation like as if it's a human being liking to be worshipped, that to me, there's a problem with that. There is a problem with that. If anything, worship your children, worship your husband or your wife. Worship the sun, because the sun actually gives you life. Hello, worship the earth. You know, if you're going to worship something, that's what you worship. Put a temple out there, grow a lot of plants, you know, do what you got to do to help others, to sustain this ecosystem. I mean, to me, those are the biggest worshipers of God, if you want to call that. They're actually helping to sustain this beautiful earth. They're not saying, oh, when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. Like, this is a quick way out. We're only here for a little bit. And then we got to go. Bullshit. You're here how many thousands and millions of times already? We've been talking about this already. We've been here many, 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 many times. It's time to freaking, you know, hey, it's time to appreciate that we're here while we're here, love while we're here. And then when we move on, we realize, do we really want to go through that tunnel again? Or we want to take a break? And I'll tell you, through my experience in quantum healing hypnosis, you know, I go through my past life. I go through, I've done soul journeys where I went beyond the earth. And I was in a different place. I was in a very peaceful place. And it was beautiful, beautiful place. It wasn't heaven. It was a way out there. But I volunteered. I was like, you know, I just want to come back because I want to experience, because there's only so much you can experience in these other realms. And there's other realms, there's millions of realms out there, but we decide to come back, you know, and I already knew the whole time that we come through, reincarnation and all that, but we have control of that. It's the thing. We think, oh, we're reincarnated because we're bad people. There's a lesson we have to do because we're bad people and we need to do the right lesson and we need to do the right thing so we can graduate. No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit also. That is another bullshit belief system to instill in you that you're not good enough. You understand? You have the choice. You are the power. If you want to give them any more power anymore, when you leave this realm, you know, you have the decision. You know, I don't know if I want to give these parasites anymore my energy. Screw them. I'm going to go to another realm. Hell, I'll create my own realm. You see, we have to be the gods that we already are. And it begins right here, right now. You don't have to wait to die. You know, why? Why bother? Let's have fun right here, right now. And this is what Raven Moon Shadow Temple is about. It's about teaching people how to be magicians, how to utilize their own power to create their own reality. That's what we're about. Okay. I'm not taking any students at the moment yet. We got other things that we're going to be doing, but that is my focus sometime. I don't know when, but I like to really start teaching magic because people freaking need it. They need to take their power back and stop giving their energy away to these other entities, you know, these egregores or whatever, and start taking that power back. And if they're going to use energy from these other egregores or entities, empower themselves with that energy, not give away your energy to anything. All right. But anyways, if you're asking questions about the Silver Bullet Trust, I mean, like I said, I don't know. I'm closing my doors, like I said, because not many people, you know, they don't realize they come to me for the wrong reasons, and I don't want to help them for the wrong reasons. Okay. That's a negative feeling, and it creates negativity within my soul. They come to you because they think they're going to pull money out of the trust, and they're very stupid people. So I don't really like working with people like that at all. We're just focusing. Like I said, I'm a crypto trader. I make really damn good money, make a living as a trader, investor. And I do readings. I do psychic readings still because that's what I love. I love to do. And we're going to be creating some awesome t-shirts. So look for that. I'll be putting that up there on Etsy. I'll let you know what the Etsy shop is for those of you that are hardcore into magic, that believe in themselves and believe that they are the gods of their own reality. You're going to love our shirts. Believe me, there's a lot of humor in them as well. But you can always check us out. I'm going to be on Freedomizer Radio Sunday. This Sunday, I'm going to be on Freedomizer Radio from 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then next Wednesday, so Sundays and Wednesdays. Wednesdays is 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to listen to me every now and then, I'll talk about this very important information subject about to wake up the slaves. That's what really I'm here for, to waking you up to who you truly are, that you are gods already, and throw in some cool tarot readings. Okay. All right, guys, take care and have a wonderful weekend. Kick ass. Don't feel bad about yourself. You are beautiful. You are perfect the way you are. And just know that. And everything will be fine. Bye-bye and namaste for now.